They've been known to accurately predict the weather and get the goat of those who can't. More about some woolly weather critters today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom27.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom27.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 27.com. Go to freedom27.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom27.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, June 3rd, the 154th day of the year. Poet Allen Ginsberg and actor Tony Curtis were born on this day. In pursuing weather lore around the country, we were surprised to find out how many legends involve goats. Old-timers in Oregon remember when a herd of goats was consulted on a daily basis. If they grazed at higher altitudes, fair weather was in store. If they stuck to the lower slopes, rain was on the way. The local weatherman would even report scattered goats or low goat pressure in his forecast. In Texas, stories are told of the time a herd of goats soundly beat a local forecaster in a weather duel. If you have any goats grazing nearby, keep an eye on them. They just might know something we don't. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and find your local forecast at almanac.com.